Building robots can help high school students better prepare for a college education, and juniors and seniors at Arkansas high schools this fall can use their creative problem-solving abilities in another way to earn some money for college. The William Jefferson Clinton Presidential Center is sponsoring an essay contest in conjunction with an upcoming temporary exhibit at the center about Haiti. The $2,500 college scholarship will be awarded to the winning essay considering the topic of how to best help the nation devastated by an earthquake nearly a year ago. The essay should be written by an 11th or 12th grade student from an Arkansas public or private school or Arkansas homeschooled student, as if the writer were the head of a non-governmental organization currently present in Haiti. Rebecca Tenniel is a spokesperson for the essay contest.
We're really encouraging them to look at the infrastructure and look what's going on right now in Haiti. And if you were an NGO, what could you do to better logistics or to better the way that clean water is delivered, to help with medical responses? There's an interesting statistic that there are more people living in tents in Haiti than there are in the state of Arkansas right now. It just shows you the level of devastation countrywide, and we've all moved on with our lives, but the challenges are so enormous, and working together we realize we can solve them, but we do need focus and we need attention and we need some great new ideas.
And the winning essay will also be read by the author during an opening reception, is that right?
That's right. The winning essay will be read during a reception in Little Rock here at the center on December 3rd, and it's a great opportunity to showcase what your ideas and how you put them down on paper, and we're really excited about reading all of the essays. They're going to be great, and the one who wins is really going to stand out, and we just want to acknowledge the student who has a great idea, and hopefully we're gonna get thousands of submissions in. Like I said, we can't wait to read them. We know there are going to be some great ideas in there.
The exhibit Commitment to Haiti, Build Back Better, discusses the earthquake, but there's more about Haiti than just the disaster.
Well, the exhibit is about Haiti, and of course a very pivotal, very timely issue is the earthquake, but clearly there was a life and a culture and a vibrancy that was very attractive to President Clinton before the earthquake. He was named Special Envoy, and even years and years ago, Haiti is where the First Lady, now Secretary Clinton, and President Clinton took their honeymoon. I mean, they've always been very compelled by the people and the culture of Haiti. This exhibit's going to focus on President Clinton's efforts, but it's also going to really look at the culture and the people and the resiliency, the beautiful resiliency of the people of Haiti. There's going to be focus on music and art, which is a huge part of Haitian culture. It's going to take a very wide look at Haiti, and of course the earthquake is timely, and it's something that is still very, very top of mind, and we're looking to address that in the exhibit as well. But it's more than just about the earthquake. It's very hopeful. It's a very honest and it's a beautiful look at this country, just full of culture and heritage, and like we said, just this beautiful resiliency that the people have.
Rebecca Tenniel is a spokesperson for the essay contest sponsored by the William Jefferson Presidential Center in Little Rock. The essays need to be postmarked by November 17th. The exhibit, Commitment to Haiti, Build Back Better, will open to the public at the center December 4th and remain until early February. For more information about the essay contest, the exhibit, or the Clinton Presidential Center, you can go to clintonpresidentialcenter.org.